last 20 years, the Vermont Folklife Center's Traditional Arts Apprenticeship Program has helped keep alive a variety of traditional arts and skills. Some have a long history in our area. Others were brought in here recently by new immigrant communities. The apprenticeship program fosters relationships between people who are masters in their art and those who want to learn it. Over the years, the Folklife Center has funded hundreds of apprenticeship projects teaching everything from stone cutting to African dance. This week on Vermont Edition, we'll hear from people who've been both apprentices and masters and learn why they feel the traditions they practice are important to maintain. We begin with a woman who came to Vermont 13 years ago. She founded a group called the Bosnian Lilies and taught the children of immigrant families the dance and music of their native land.
My name is Mediha Jusufagic. I am from Bosnia. I learned my first steps at fifth grade, and then I continued after the high school. I was a member of a cultural association in Bosnia. So when I came here, I met some of Bosnians from my hometown and who knew me, who knew my background, and they said, Mediha, you have that skill, you have to teach our children the tradition and the dances. We want to keep up with that. That feeling to be in a circle, you know, to hold hands of other people, you know, and just feel that positive energy, feel that joy. Even sometimes at the religious celebrations, at the end, people do dance, you know, just have a dance. But there's no wedding, there is no graduation ceremony or something, you know that this dance is not involved. Keeps the identity, you know, who we are. You know, you can't just erase your history. You can change passports, but you can't erase your background, you know. And I don't want to, because I love the culture that my ancestors had, my parents, my grandparents, and, you know, my neighbors, everyone around me. The children, it's tough for them. Those steps are hard, but they learn it. When they're really young, they really kind of want to perform, want to go out, like the costumes. But when they get to the teenage age, they just get, you know, embarrassed. But I have now children who started like in seventh grade, and they're now around 24, 25 years old, you know, because 12 years passed, you know. And they say, oh my God, that was best time of our life. There was a lot of tears, you know, and at any performance, wherever we performed from Bosnian community, there were a lot of tears. People just say, we were never thinking that we would hear this music so far away from home.